Dallas-Fort Worth fix and flip closing costs. The stuff investors forget every experienced flipper knows the obvious numbers. Purchase price, rehab budget, ARV, closing costs though. Those tend to get fuzzy, especially for first-time investors in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. We've seen deals that looked solid on paper turn tight, because someone forgot to account for a handful of line items that don't show up until you're close to the finish line. At Hi-Fi Hard Money, we've been working with real estate investors across DFW since 2015, and being upfront about costs is something we treat as non-negotiable. What closing costs actually look like on a fix and flip loan hard money closing costs are different from what you'd see on a traditional mortgage. With a fix and flip loan, you're working with a shorter timeline, a property-backed structure, and a lender whose fee logic is built around investor outcomes rather than bank revenue. Knowing what to expect, and just as importantly, what you won't be charged, helps you budget accurately and protect your margins from the first day you own the property. The costs that often catch new investors off guard: appraisal and document preparation fees come up on almost every deal. At Hi-Fi, we pass those through at exactly what we pay. No markup, no administrative layer added on top. If the appraisal costs a certain amount, that's the figure you see on your closing statement. Same with doc prep. We don't charge administrative or underwriting fees at all, which removes a cost layer that a lot of lenders quietly build in without explaining it. How deferred fees change your cash position: one of the things that makes a real difference for investors, especially those doing their first flip in DFW, is how we structure when costs come due. Points, third-party fees, first month's prorated interest, wire fees, inspection fees, and extension fees are typically deferred until you sell the property. You're not writing checks for those items at closing. That structure lets you keep more capital working inside the project rather than burning it before demolition even starts. On the draw side, physical inspection and wire fees are also deferred until sale. We typically do just one physical inspection at around 40 to 50% project completion. Outside of that milestone, photos and videos are sufficient, so you're not coordinating multiple site visits that eat into your timeline. What to watch on the tax side: this one gets overlooked more than almost anything else, and it can sting. When a property sells and the previous owner had tax exemptions in place, those exemptions don't transfer to the buyer. Supplemental tax bills can arrive after closing and become a lien if they go unpaid. We always suggest speaking with a real estate attorney before you execute the contract, not after the fact. Our resources page points to MW Law Alamo Title at MWFirm.com as a solid reference for exactly this issue. LTV, ARV, and where your numbers land understanding your loan-to-value ratio is the other piece of the closing cost picture. We lend up to 75% of the after-repaired value on fix and flip loans, with a working range typically between 65 and 75%, depending on the deal. That structure directly affects how much you're contributing at closing and how your project costs distribute across the timeline. Getting a clean ARV estimate before you apply makes the full picture easier to build around. Timeline costs are real costs. Every day you hold a property costs money, and those holding costs compound faster than most first-time investors expect. New investors working with Hi-Fi for the first time can typically plan on closing in around 5 business days. Returning investors move through our express lane and can close in as few as 3 business days. That difference matters when you're carrying a loan and the clock is running toward your exit. Delays, whether from the lender or from coordination gaps on your side, increase holding costs and can flip a profitable deal into a break-even one. Speed is a real financial variable, not just a selling point. We focus on single-family homes in major Texas markets, including Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, and the Houston area. If you're working on a project in one of those markets and want a clear, honest breakdown of what your closing costs would look like, we're easy to reach. Contact us at 972 636-676, or send a note to info@hifahardmoney.com. No pressure, just numbers you can actually plan with. FAQs does high FI hard money charge administrative or underwriting fees? No. We don't charge administrative or underwriting fees on any of our fix and flip loans. The appraisal and document preparation fees you see are passed through at exactly what we pay. Transparency on costs is something we've built into how we operate since day one. When do I actually have to pay loan fees and interest? In most cases, points, third-party fees, first month's prorated interest, wire fees, inspection fees, and extension fees are all deferred until you sell the property. That structure reduces what you need to bring to closing and keeps more capital available for the renovation itself. How does the draw process work? We typically do one physical inspection at around 40 to 50% completion, with photos and videos accepted beyond that point. Inspection and wire fees are deferred until sale, so they don't affect your upfront cash position. What types of properties does HiFi lend in DFW? Our primary focus is non-owner-occupied single-family homes in major Texas markets, including Dallas-Fort Worth. Small multifamily may be considered on a case-by-case basis. We don't finance rural properties or condos.